Hey guys, this is season 1, episode 8. We're going to start out with a breath. And I'm going to use the singing bowl. So just inhale, I'll hit the singing bowl, and just exhale. And I think for me, the singing bowl is really nice because it just trails off. Just trails on. And it's a good way to start a meditation. And in this case, good way to start a podcast. So if you haven't heard my whole shtick before, you probably spend your entire day shallow breathing, especially if you are having a busy day. You don't take a deep breath. You just and it'll take you out of being really present, and it'll just make you exhausted, frankly. Just take a deep breath. Nothing is really as difficult as you think. You ready? I think that's a great way to start a podcast, and I'm excited. I have some new topics for you. If you want to leave me a message, you can go to voicemail.battleshipcobra.com and you can actually record a message for me. I will use them with your permission. If you leave me a message and you don't want me to put your actual voice in the podcast, I won't. I'll just use it as a question. It could be about anything, SAP, personal stuff about me, just general life questions or whatever. I really appreciate the input. You can check me out at www.battleshipcobra.com. I do make YouTube videos, so you go to youtube.battleshipcobra.com. If you are not watching this on YouTube, you can watch the video episodes on YouTube. If you haven't seen my face or you want to see the video or whatever, check it out there. If you're on YouTube and you want to listen to me in audio format for some reason, you can go to podcast.battleshipcobra.com, and I'm on every platform. I don't know how I got there, but that's what happened. This episode, I guess it's kind of like, it's more about like my marriage and stuff, and about love more so than anything. So we're not really talking, I'm talking a little bit later about SAP stuff, but if you're just a general IT consultant or just a technical person in general, today's going to be more of like off topic of the SAP stuff. So let's get started. So the first quote of the day, and this is one that I really believe in. I've been married for 10 years. I know obviously there's no perfect marriage, but I'm just so appreciative every day. And I think this really represents something that I think is really missed. And I think there's a lot of standard just cliches about marriage that are repeated, but I don't think this is one that is really repeated that much. And I think it's the most important one, especially between my wife and I. My wife's name is Laura. So if I ever mention Laura, that's where it comes from. A good marriage is that in which each appoints the other guardian of his solitude. Once the realization is accepted that even between the closest human beings, infinite distances continue to exist, a wonderful living side by side can grow up. If they succeed in loving the distance between them, which makes it possible for each other to see the other whole against a wide sky, love consists in this, that two solitudes protect and touch and greet each other. That's by Rilke. That is something that, you know, everybody's telling you, like, oh, we like pee and poo in front of each other and we like do all this stuff. And it's like the purpose of being married isn't to be brother and sister. And if you're into Esther Perel, look up Esther Perel's TED Talk. It's really good. The more you have a little bit of mystery, the more you can maintain the romance. I think that, like that quote says, you're not just growing into one single person. And there's so much like, oh, it's my other half and a soulmate and all that stuff. And even in a soulmate, I mean, unless you're a really simple person, you're always changing. And whether or not you show that to your significant other, you know, there's always giant gaps between things and things you don't share and things that you should share, or things that you'll never share, parts about you you don't even know, or things that you're growing into yourself. Well, rant of the day, the introvert versus extrovert thing. I've been thinking about this a lot more, and I think that there is like introvert and extrovert, but then there's dependent and independent. And I feel like the classic definition of introvert versus extrovert, you know, an introvert, everybody's like, I'm an introvert, but like you're posting on Instagram. So yeah, I mean, you're at home, but you're still seeking, you are still seeking connection, and you are still seeking validation from other people. So the fact that you're currently at home and you feel like resting doesn't necessarily make you an introvert. I think everybody wants to be like, it's cool to be like an anxiety-ridden introvert. I'm just like, I'm so nerdy and like, I just sit at home and do all this stuff. And it's like, I think when I think about an introvert, I think, oh, well, I was always defining myself just thinking as an introvert, not trying to use it as a badge of honor or anything, but I like to stick to myself. I like to do my work. But at the same time, I get to a point where I really need to interact with people. I could say, yeah, like if I'm interacting with a lot of people, I get tired and I need a rest. But a friend of mine had said, he's like, I'm the biggest extrovert ever, and I still like to spend time at home watching TV. It's that doesn't really define it to me. And they say, oh, you recharge. Nobody recharges in a crowd. And if an introvert that defines them as an introvert goes out with their friends, I would say that for that period of time, they're an extrovert. So I, you know, is it just the tendency to want to be at home, to rest, or needing to absolutely get out of the house to see people? Is it that, you know, the introverts that I've met are so introverted that they can't communicate? Like, a lot of developers are like, you know, John said, there's like pulling teeth to get them to talk, and it's really true. So if you're articulate and you can communicate and you have some friends and you occasionally like to get out, are you then an extrovert, or is there just on the scale? Because I've spoken to people who like absolutely can't even speak. They're so in their own head that they barely even want to talk to you, and you just pulling teeth and you're just trying to drag anything out of them, and it's a one word answer for everything. They're not engaging, they can't really, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that per se, but I feel like some people are just, you know, they're just like trying to be cute, calling themselves an introvert or an extrovert, and I don't think that's really the case. I think part of it also is dependent or independent, and I think you could be an introvert, but you could be independent, or you could be an independent extrovert, which I think is maybe rarer. But you don't really need people, but when you get the opportunity, you can speak to people. So you're just independent, you're driven, and you're doing your own thing. Or there's an introvert. Introverts, when you define them, are pretty independent. But I think you can consider yourself, if you really look at yourself, and you are like, I'm a cute Instagram independent or introvert, and then you're like, well, really, you go out all the time, you're constantly talking to your friends, you're group chatting, you're texting all the time. Just because you're at home doesn't necessarily make you that way or the other. So I've been trying to think about this, and I mean, everybody's completely unique, so the label doesn't make any difference. And I guess like by testing the Myers-Briggs thing, I'm an introvert. But maybe if I was given the chance to interact and I had like some more free time, I would become more of an extrovert. So those are my kind of thoughts on the rant of the day. Take a drink. How I met my wife and my approach to dating. I met my wife actually, so I sucked at math. I didn't. Okay, let's wind that back. I didn't suck at math. I just never really made the effort. I didn't understand it, and I got really far behind. And then I just had like kind of a sour like outlook on math. You can always get better at math, and if somebody teaches you it correctly and you have like a reason to do it, then I think you can do it. And when I got really like out of high school and I started doing it for reasons where I was like in business context, and I started redoing some math courses and really digging in and fixing gaps where I had had issues before, I loved it. And I started just taking off. I'd get like 98% in math classes, doing statistics, doing calculus. I've done all sorts of stuff, and I can say that I really do embrace it, and I really think that it's changed the way that I think, and it's a really a mathematical approach to understanding things. So I was getting pretty damn good with statistics, and a friend of mine, she wanted help in statistics, and she's like, I'm struggling a little bit, can you tutor me? And I'm like, yeah, I mean, I guess, I don't know exactly what you do, but I'll look at your questions and we'll see what we can do. So she's like, oh, I'll just have this, and it was a female friend. And I was like, oh, can I just have this friend tag along with me? And so I was like, oh, okay, yeah, whatever, it's fine. Let's do this thing. I never thought of any more of it. So I was going to meet them, and I'm like, okay, I made it all the way out there to this other school. And I was like, okay, let's do this thing. And I was just standing there, nee, 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 nee. My friend was late, and then all of a sudden, this, like, there's this girl sitting there, and I'd like to tell you the truth, I'd been checking her out. I definitely noticed her for sure. I was like, just like, damn, like, you know, I was aware, and intrigued even. And then she's standing there, I'm standing there, and then she goes, hey, are you Mike? And I was like, yes. And she's like, oh, I'm Laura. I'm friends with your friend. And we're going to be working together. And I swear, like at that moment, she just like wormed her way in my head. Like it was just something about her in that day. As soon as I saw her, I definitely knew I was attracted to her. And I knew that like the energy was like really, really cool. So we did our calculus thing and we ended up staying in touch. You know, she had a boyfriend. I think I had a girlfriend at the time. And you know, anytime I heard that she was gonna be out, I was like, there's just something. She was just stuck in my head. I had had lots of girlfriends and like long-term girlfriends, short-term girlfriends. And she had really stuck out in my mind, and I was really looking and searching, guys. I was fortunate enough to meet her, but I also identified what I was looking for. And as the time went on, you know, there became a period of time where she had broken up with her boyfriend. And there was like, I don't know how much time had passed. And then I was like, I have to like, you know, our mutual friend had like, she's like, Mike, like Laura, like broke up with her boyfriend. Like, yo, my gosh, like this. And she had always, turns out like, you know, hindsight, she had always asked about me and I was always asking about her. So then we just ended up getting together and like the rest is history. I think pretty much immediately we knew that we're fit for each other. And we just connected on like a level. We're not exactly the same person, but we're really aligned. And I think that people are like, oh, again, you're so lucky. You're so lucky. And I'm like, man, like I looked a lot. I failed a lot. I worked hard. I took chances. I spoke to a lot of girls, women. I was like searching. I was legitimately searching. And even with there was a lot of reflection on girlfriends I'd had. And I never wanted to just stay in a relationship that was, I always thought like the 80%, I didn't want that 80%. I couldn't handle it. And I, being really disagreeable, it was easier for me to be like, look, I'm only going to live for so long. And I felt like my self-confidence was high enough that I knew that, you know, I can walk away, and honestly, my wife could walk away easy and find somebody else too. But I feel like as I was dating, I had the confidence to say, like, I have the tools and I have the confidence that if I walked away, I would be able to find another girlfriend. And I'm not worried about it. And I feel like when I kind of stopped directly looking, she showed up. And so it was, yeah, it was just something that, you know, you need to identify what you're looking for. Don't waste 4 years at a time with a person that you're only kind of okay with because they're paying attention to you. Keep moving. If you see somebody that intrigues you, make a move and talk to them. Don't be a weird creep, like really read the situation, but put yourself into situations where you're gonna meet cool people. You know, again, like school, library, all that type of books. Places like that, you know, you're like the gym. I don't know. Maybe you're a gym person. You're going to meet somebody. That's not really a great place to meet them, but through mutual friends, through doing stuff, through math, I literally met my wife and I'm absolutely dedicated to her. And I feel like we have two kids now. And, you know, again, there's always little things, but I'm just so happy I took all that, made all that effort to meet her, and that we ended up together. It's really, really awesome. So it wasn't luck, guys. Look, wasn't luck. Luck, you know, you got to put in the effort to get lucky, right? So, advice for finding a girlfriend? Again, don't settle. Get yourself out there in a non-creepy, honest way. Don't go out there being like, I'm gonna like do this or do that. Like, get out there and feel some vibes. Have hobbies. Be an interesting person. Be engaged with your work. I think that is one way to be really attractive. Like, literally, you're not. I wasn't like. You know, there were times where I was thirsty, you can call it. And that never really worked out great. It was always when I was like doing my thing, math for gosh sakes, I was doing statistics, but I love math, you know what I mean? And so what are you gonna do? Play the guitar, play volleyball, play a sports, do something for the community and volunteering. Go somewhere that aligns with who you are. Don't be trying to search in places like, I mean, clubs. Obviously, there's a pandemic right now, so clubs are not really the place to go. Or whatever, Tinder. I like, Tinder wasn't even around when I was dating. So there are other message boards types of things, whatever, but not like as easy as Tinder, so. I can't really comment on that, but I don't know if you're going to make a great connection there. Know yourself, have confidence in yourself, build up yourself so that you want to be with somebody, but you don't need to. And put yourself out there. And if you see an opportunity, have the guts to pursue it. Okay? I think that's really, really all I can say about that. You know, there's a couple different things too, a couple different books. Like, look, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. People give that book shit all the time, and it's like, oh, it's like the stereotypical. And it's like, man, I was like, I don't know, I was like 16 or I was maybe not 16, I was maybe 18 to 22 when I read that book. I literally, it was like in a free book exchange, and I was like, oh, let's check out this book. Man, have you read that book? Obviously, you hear all the cultural shit about it, and it's so stupid and so typical and all that. But the reality is, like, I think it's a great beginning point for you, especially if you don't know anything, for you to take some approach to understanding women or men. And I can't say that I'm great understanding women, but I honestly feel like the effort to try and understand has really helped. And another one that really stands out to me once you're in a relationship is the five love languages. I don't know who wrote that book, but the five love languages, you can do a quiz online. It really will help you align like what you're doing versus your significant other's expectations. I've really appreciated that and how much that will help us to understand. So we actually both did it, Laura and I both did it. And then we compared our differences or similarity. We're different in there. So now we understand what she really appreciates and she can understand what I really appreciate. So yeah, I'm running over my time a little bit here. I just had kind of, I feel like if you go in the right direction in your life, the universe will give you what you want. And this isn't like a secret thing, but if you're doing the purpose of your life, you will be drawing great people to you regardless of what you're doing. I mean, maybe if you're like the world's best drug dealer, it won't work that way. But I feel like if you find your purpose and you're living your life with passion, I feel like that really draws in a lot of opportunities and, you know, to say female opportunities too. I mean, it's just, you know, you find it when you're not looking. And just a quote to close that really kind of, I think is really admirable and kind of symbolizes that. And here it is. Just the effort itself. I learned to recognize that trying to build a better world was satisfying in and of itself and necessary whether or not it actually succeeded. We all had to try. And I think that's the moment of courage where you say, I'm going to try this regardless of whether it works because it's a worthy mission. That's Rick Doblin from MAPS. And he's working on psychedelic research and doing trials for MDMA, etc. If you're familiar with that, that's cool. But the quote in itself stands. I feel like you pick a worthy mission of what you're doing, do your best, you're going to have the universe smiling upon you. So thank you very much for watching. You can check out the audio version of the podcast at podcast.battleshipcobra.com. You can go to youtube.battleshipcobra.com to see the video version. You can subscribe on everything from Spotify to like Pocket Casts I use, Apple Podcasts, etc. I'm trying to do a weekly podcast, about 20 minutes long, little short topics. If you want to drop me a topic, go to voicemail.battleshipcobra.com. If you want to check out more about me, go to www.battleshipcobra.com. I sure appreciate you guys. Make sure you take a breath in the day and just appreciate everything. It won't last forever. Bye, guys.